Today we have the passage from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, when the Lord is talking to the religious leaders of the day, the chief priests and elders of the people. These were the religious leaders, and he gives them a parable. And in this parable, he talks about a man having two sons. Of course, the man represents God. The two sons represent two different types of people who respond to God's invitation. The first says no at the beginning, but then later on has a change of heart, has a conversion, and then eventually goes about and does the will of the Father. The second gives the Father lip service and says, "Oh, yes, sir," but does not do the will of the Father. And so the Lord then compares these two sons to the tax collectors and prostitutes, who at first said no to God by their immoral way of life and by their sinfulness, by disobeying the Ten Commandments. They said no to God initially, but then they had a conversion. They heard the preaching of John the Baptist, they heard the preaching of Jesus, and they changed their life. They had a conversion. They repented of their sins. Many of them went to the Jordan River, publicly confessed their sins in front of huge crowds, were baptized in the Jordan River with a baptism of repentance, and changed their life and amended their way of life, and now were on the path towards heaven, where at first they were on the path towards hell. Whereas Jesus compares the other son, who gives lip service to the Father and says, "Oh yes, Father, I will do your will. I'll do everything you ask," but does not do anything, does not go ahead and do the Father's will. And then the Lord, you know, compares them, that son, to the scribes and the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, the religious leaders of the people, who from external appearances were giving God lip service. But Jesus said their hearts were far from God. They didn't have that interior holiness of life, that faith, hope, and love, and true obedience to the Father's will, even though they were religious leaders. So the Lord now says perhaps the most shocking statement in the entire New Testament. Again, he's speaking to the religious leaders. "Amen, I say to you." The word "amen," remember, means truly, or so be it, or I believe, verily, truly. "I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you, religious leaders." Isn't that amazing? Obviously, Jesus had not read How to Win Friends and Influence People, right? Because this is how the Lord made many enemies. Imagine telling the religious leaders that tax collectors, who were notorious sinners, prostitutes, notorious sinners, were actually entering the kingdom of heaven before they would. Why was that? Jesus explains, because so many of them repented and changed their life at the preaching of John the Baptist, whereas the scribes and Pharisees did not. They were too proud, too arrogant, too self-righteous, and they looked down upon everyone. They looked down upon the tax collectors and sinners. And Jesus says, when John came and preached the way of righteousness, you religious leaders, Pharisees, did not believe him. They did not go out to the Jordan River, confess their sins, and get baptized. That was beneath them. Whereas who went to John? The sinners, the big sinners, and they had conversions, and they repented, and they changed their life. And yet Jesus says, even after you saw that, you did not even repent then. You did not even believe in him then. And remember, those who would accept John accepted Christ. Those who rejected John rejected Christ. John was the forerunner. He was the one to prepare the way for the Lord. The sinners and the big tax collectors, largely they did repent when John preached, and when Jesus preached, they did repent and change their life. But the scribes and Pharisees remained hard of heart, stubborn. Jesus called them stiff-necked people because they would not bow humbly before the Lord their God. So this reading is given to us during Advent to remind us of the importance of conversion. Repentance, this is very important because even for those who have said no to God in the past, it's not too late. That's why this year of mercy is going to be such a great year, a year of reconciliation, forgiveness, fallen away Catholic, coming back to the church, conversions. That's what the year of mercy is all about. It's not for the self-righteous. It's for sinners to repent, to change their life, and to follow Christ.